This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
Hi, Yuzi. Hi, Hooman. Hi, Vaughn.
Warriors lost a heartbreaker last night, guys.
Don't talk about that.
Did you see it?
I didn't, but I was reading about it this morning.
So bogus.
Sucks.
Steph had the ball in the corner with a millisecond left, lofted a three, and he, you know, it wasn't his best game of all times, but damn, he had a chance to just... We had a chance there at the end. It would have tied it, and we would have had to go to OT, but still...
We still have a chance.
And then, no, we do. No, we're good. It's cool. I mean, many people are expecting some kind of sweep, and the Rockets are good.
Yeah. Well, you said
we're not going to sweep
this,
them.
Before this series even started. Like, this is, you know, they're the two
best
teams.
They're the two best teams. So, anyway, Warriors lost.
It's all right.
So, you and I already mentioned it. Driving in, I'm looking everywhere for the Salesforce Tower art thing, and it's foggy and drizzly.
I didn't see it either. I wondered, actually, because I had it on my mind, because it was pouring at my house. Was it raining?
On my way in. It was
I didn't realize it was going to rain last night. I had heard maybe on Friday, and so yesterday at like 5 o'clock... I see John outside, like, scurrying around. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, it's going to rain. Meanwhile, it's a sunny day. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, no, it's... And so then I got to, you know, you got to pack up all the cushions for your outdoor furniture.
The ones you just reupholstered.
The freaking tools that are everywhere in the yard. Everything's got to get tarped. It's just, oh, my God. So we did that for an hour. That was super fun. I did it for, like, 45 minutes, and then I made dinner.
What'd you make?
I made wraps, also known as burritos.
Right, burritos. And you cut your bangs.
I cut them this morning.
Yeah.
They're just hanging in my eyes.
Cut them this morning.
Well, I couldn't get them out of my eyes.
So you just cut them.
So I just went, I leaned over the trash can and
oh my God.
Snipped them off.
All right.
Check me out over here. RadioAlice.com/watch.
Cuts her own hair, everyone.
Actually, I think we do a Facebook Live this break, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like cutting my own hair. It's good. It's free. It takes me 30 seconds. I don't have to worry about it. And I don't even care what I look like, so... I mean, I guess that's actually not true. I do sort of care.
But not really.
I care for like a second, then I go, well, I'm going to forget about that. I'll think about something else. Oh, well, I look like crap. It's like every time I walk into the bathroom here, I look in the mirror and go, oh, Jesus.
You can't. You cannot look at the mirror
lighting
here in the bathroom.
Bug, yes.
It's like fluorescent lights,
look,
and they're
horrible
above your head and kind of almost behind your head a little bit, too. So you look like a ghoul in there. But I just...
Start seeing all the dark circles, all the lines.
They're all there. Oh, they're just being highlighted by the... By the lighting in there.
It's an awesome way to pump you up for cameras and more photos.
It's fantastic. Hi. But anyway, so yes, the Warriors didn't win last night, but we're going to win tonight because Survivor finishes up.
Oh, boy.
It's such a bittersweet day, Survivor finale night.
2-hour finale?
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Because I'm, you know, psyched to see who wins and then promptly forget every name and every face that's on the show. But I'm also sad that I love having, you know, the Wednesday thing to look forward to. And John and I talk about it all week. And what do you think about this?
Does he sit and watch it with you?
He does. Last week he couldn't because he had a softball game. But today we're going to.
Fans of Bacon are still playing, huh?
Fans of Bacon. This is their 10. I think last year was the end of their 10th season. So they've done it for a decade.
Good for them.
Yes, congratulations, guys, on
Don't
Fans of Bacon.
Don't they all have bad hips?
They're all wrecked. Like, so many people have dropped off that team in the last 10 years. Like, one dude smashed his hand, like, smashed five bones in his hand. Mm. John slid into a base and hit his heel on the edge of the pad and just jacked it. His hip's been jacked up ever since. He doesn't care. I mean, he does care, but he continues to play.
They're going
to
be out there 5 years from now with their walkers.
Yep. Is this ridiculous?
Is this just Mill Valley?
No, it's like a... I think it's
Axelson
Marin.
Axelson downstairs plays.
Yeah.
And he
always
posts...
he plays hella tournaments
on the
weekends.
Yeah, he posts all the time about how it's his true love.
No, there's like 20...
I mean, he loves music and radio,
20-something
but
teams in...
do they play?
I don't think he plays Axelson's team. I think they're probably in another league.
Another
but there's
league.
Like, a Marin County league or something.
Oh, okay.
And then they go to Reno and go to this... Sometimes they make that regional or whatever that is. They didn't do it this year. They just went and gambled and, I guess, watched the games. I'm not sure exactly. It had something to do with softball. I'm not sure
right.
what. But
scouting.
Yeah, they're looking for guys. But John said some guys are just so serious about it. Like, they play certain teams that... They're like getting screaming matches and
well sure
and John's like we're really doing is aiming for the deuce after you know we're just gonna head
a little overboard.
They have fun, they play games and then they go have drinks. That's nice for him. It's good. He's got a lot of friends on there. A bunch of them are coming to the 4th of July party. And
how many people are you inviting to that?
100. I think if everyone showed up, there'd be like 100 people.
Wow.
Yeah. But not everyone's going to show.
I don't know, man.
I got
it's
a few
4th of
no's.
July.
I know. But people, that's the thing. People always have plans for 4th of July, whether they travel to see family. I'm expecting, I think it'll be probably 60 people. That's about what it's been in years past.
Yeah.
And people are in and out, too, because people have plans.
Right.
Or they want to go see the fireworks or whatever, and we're not doing those this year.
Well, you're going to jam,
Because it's
though.
Illegal. Oh, yeah, we're having a jam. And I'm going to come up with some kind of funky punch. I got to come up with something. You know, some fun spiked.
Oh God!
Something
we used to make jungle juice and
jungle juice. What's in that?
It's every single thing in the house is in it.
Ooh. Whatever is left over.
You just pour everything into
no,
it.
No, we're not gonna. I'm not gonna. I'm not 19 anymore.
we'll all
or,
be
sorry,
puking
21.
In your backyard.
Yeah, there'll be no puking in my backyard. Actually, John's been making sangria, which I'm not usually a wine fan, but I do like sangria because it tastes more like sort of fruit punch wine.
Yeah,
I got high on that once.
Yeah, it actually will kick your ass because you
cha cha cha.
Oh, at cha cha cha
on Haight Street.
Yeah, that place.
Is that a tapas place?
I don't know what that deal is. I got ripped there though and poured out into the street. Was like, wow, who knew sangria?
It's potent.
I'm wasted.
Yeah.
So, I had a glass of sangria yesterday, actually.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Yeah,
well,
John was off, and we wanted to go to our normal Mexican restaurant, but there was no parking. It's in Belmont. There's no parking. It's right off 101. And so we had to find another place. There's a Mexican restaurant in San Carlos on Laurel Street I wanted to try. So we went there, and I just had a glass of sangria. It was fine. It's no vodka.
Yeah, I know. I do like the vodka. But, you know, people, in the middle of the day, people don't want to start drinking vodka. Like, I'm not going to be drinking
well,
a bunch of vodka.
It's the end of my day, honey.
Well, I suppose. I'm just thinking, you know, for the party. Plus, it's so much easier if you have a big bowl of something that people can...
Keep going back
keep
to.
So that you're not having to do mixed drinks or... I mean, I think beer. You got to have some beer. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, a big punch bowl of something. You know. Got to make that
maybe
happen.
Something that is inspired by your backyard.
Something green. Mm. Mm. Maybe
are
a giant
mojitos
thing of
green?
I was just going to say mojitos are kind of green. What do you think, Hooman? Do a big batch of mojitos?
That would be great, but
I won't drink them.
I'll have a little bit. I'm excited.
I'll have a half a glass.
I know. He'll have one glass and it'll be half gone by the time he leaves.
Boo.
Anyway.
That's bogus.
I know. So, I'm really excited about Survivor tonight. I'm just excited to see you guys and have a nice Wednesday.
Well,
have a nice hump day.
Awesome.
I was absolutely thinking about summer and it's actually raining out, everyone, as you leave your house. It's raining. And
give yourself
I should
some
add,
extra time.
On 101, they had it down in Palo Alto, they had it down to one lane. Mm. And no construction.
What?
Not a person in sight.
So you went by a whole closed off area.
It was, when I left my house this morning, it was all shut down. And so they were, you know, rerouting people around right there and then get back on the freeway. But I wonder if they just picked up late there. They, or someone forgot to pick up the damn cones.
They actually had, there were no people, no humans in sight. The whole thing netted down to one lane, so everyone's zippering in, and you know how slow
dangerous.
That gets.
Yeah.
And then as I'm pulling up, I'm like, there's no one in sight.
No one even picking up cones?
No one picking up, no one working, no one.
I thought you were going to do it.
No one holding a sign, no one smoking and watching us and laughing, nothing. Just no one.
Well, hopefully it's picked up by now. I mean, you must have gone through Palo Alto an hour ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Super and then, like, northbound 101, Burlingame, there was a huge problem there.
Oh,
and then
Jesus, Yuzi.
The entrance to SFO northbound was completely closed off.
Oh.
So people had to go all the way, like, you know, another two exits to completely go back around going southbound. It's like, ugh. Super messy this morning, and add the rain.
Right, yeah, give yourself extra time today. Yeah. It's so, you know, it's actually not unusual for it to rain around Memorial Day. A lot of times we'd like get up early for the parade and be like, it's raining at the end of May. So I guess this time period, we do occasionally get this rain, but it just felt like it came out of nowhere. And it's actually supposed to be cold and crappy the next 4 days.
I don't mind.
I don't like it.
I know that everyone's all frothing for summer. My kid is frothing for summer. I posted her this morning with all her nonsense.
What'd you post?
Just her on her bike and her swimming and her on her skateboard. And
oh, I see.
She's
her.
Just ready for
that hair
summer,
is so
summer,
long.
Summer.
She wants to eat dinner and leave and go back out and play.
Sounds like you.
Well, it's still broad daylight out.
I know. It's awesome. I fear that she will eventually become like every other kid and be all, I'm going to my room to be on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I fear that. Right now, she's like, I'm going to ride my bike. Bye.
Oh, is that an underwater picture?
It is.
She has boogers coming out of her nose. Oh, it's underwater.
It's a bubble.
Why isn't your thing the first thing that pops up on? It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Man.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Hold on.
That
it's loading.
Skateboard's almost as big as she is.
Yeah, well. It's the best I could do.
I love that. Now,
zip.
You know, you don't have to bring your photos in. Oh, my God. That's so cute. Ugh. That's adorable. Look at her. That's the backyard. I can see the pergola bottom.
So she has.
That is our pergola.
Yep.
Huh.
I recognize
Boy, you really
it.
Know your stuff.
Well, I've looked at your house several times.
Where do you keep all her equipment? In the garage?
Yeah.
Helmets for everything, knee pads for everything.
You bet.
Bikes,
in like
skateboards.
A big bin.
Yeah, she's all ready for summer, man. We're going to ride bikes. We're going to skateboard. We're going to swim at the Bay Club.
Look at her.
And maybe, if we're lucky, we'll get out in the ocean a little bit.
Oh, isn't that cute?
It's freezing, though, so there's probably not.
Who is ready for summer?
Who is?
Summer loving.
Everybody,
have
right?
Have me a blast. Ooh, that's a duet Vinny and I can do.
Ooh, I would love that.
That would be so great.
Didn't
and
we?
And then the rest of us could go, is it Tell Me More?
Tell me more, tell me more. Did you put up a fight? Oh, my God. Summer's coming, everybody. Oh, my God, that was so fun.
And then I think we need to dress up. Get our little scarves and our skirts.
Yuzi, stop it. Yuzi, stop.
And Vinny can wear his
Yuzi, no.
His Thunderbirds leather coat. And we'll get our pink satin jacket, our pink ladies
dress
jacket.
Dress up and you...
Woo! Come
we'll
on,
do a
Vinny.
Whole thing. We'll tie scarves around our necks and wear poodle skirts.
That is
gonna
so
be good.
Fun.
Actually, there's a bunch of good duets in that. That'll be fun.
When you said dress up, I imagined us in swimsuits.
No.
It's summer loving.
No, no, they're back at school. They're talking about how much fun they had.
Just dress up as summer. Summer.
No. Summer, summer, summer.
Where's that swimsuit?
Oh, that doesn't exist.
The one you're going to wear in Maine. Come on.
I know. I do have to get a swimsuit.
You didn't get it yet?
Nope.
What are you waiting for, huh?
I don't know. I guess I'm waiting for the last minute, Ben. I guess I'm waiting on that.
Well,
I keep thinking that I need to start laying out.
Well, here's
get a
tip.
Base tan.
As a person who worked in surf shops through high school and college, here's a tip for you. Okay, you want to shop for your swimsuit early before it's been tried on by 200 people.
And while there are still some left,
Well,
you got to get it in like March.
Well, or now.
But that's when you look your worst. Like March, it's over. Like you've just got a couple months to get it back together for summer. Yeah, I have a couple bathing suits from years past. I'll probably just
don't
wear
do
those.
It. Go get a new one.
I have one of those two piece tankini.
Does it
things.
Proof yeah. Lab? They're right there in Mill Valley on your way home.
Sure
don't they sell swimsuits?
I'm sure they do.
Okay,
I've never been in there, so I wouldn't
what?
Know. I'm sure they've got something that I won't like. And that I won't want to try on in front of the kids in there.
They'll love it.
Hey,
oh,
lady.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
They
yeah.
know the
hey,
show.
Old bag.
They'll totally be all, you're Sarah.
No, they won't. They won't
they
care.
Will.
They won't. They'll be like, I saw Sarah Clark's disgusting cheesy thighs today. Man, I like her less now because of her gross thighs. And that belly. Ugh.
Oh,
Jesus.
God, like you really know how there. To paint a picture.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do best.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually talking myself up right now, so.
Are you?
Yeah, you should. It's a disaster. Actually, though, I have to say that at 51, you know, when you're a kid, you think 51 is just, oh
hello
my God,
old,
just
dude.
Elderly. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I just expected my legs to look like grandma legs. And they're fine. It's whatever. It's if I cared more, I'm sure I'd take care of it. But clearly, I don't
take care of it.
You know,
you mean
it,
your body,
the problem areas. I take care of them, the problem areas.
It.
You know, it's funny because I do think about it, but I just don't have all. I'm like, ah, well.
You're training every day. Knock it off.
I'm not trying. That's for my heart.
You've
I
already
have-
turned your rings around. I bet.
No, oh God, no. Although I did great yesterday. Got on that elliptical.
Okay.
And that's when I came back out and John was like scurrying. I'm like, what is happening? What's going on out here?
Tornado's coming.
I know, you'd think, right? Like a little rain. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll break out all this.
Well, you need to wait a minute before you hit the shower after a workout anyway. Otherwise, you shower and then you are still sweating.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
So
you just
yesterday.
You have to sit there and wait for it to
yeah,
go.
Relax for
I know.
A second.
You got to get your breathing back under control. Let the sweat dry on you.
Yeah.
But I just can't wait to get into the shower. So a lot of times I get back out and I'm just like. You know, my face, like your upper lip kind of breaks out in a sweat. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, that's attractive. Like a sweaty New Yorker or something. Hey!
Boy, we are delirious.
We are. It's great. It's nice, though. It's good times. I just can't wait to have, I can't wait for July 5th. I'm living for July. I mean, I'm actually excited for July 4th as well. But the 5th, that job is over.
Yeah.
Like 2 years of nonstop working on that yard.
Unless we wreck it.
Ends. Go ahead and wreck it. I'll clean it. I won't mind. I'll clean it up. But then I don't have to, like, I'm telling you, even John is like, I think he's, like, his back is hurting him all the time now. And he's just.
Well, look,
we're
you
too
guys,
old for this crap.
The level that you guys went to is beyond. Mm. I mean, most people do a lawn and a little. You know, some plants, and yeah. they're done.
Well,
you guys
I'm unstoppable, then.
A coffee table in the backyard?
Yeah, it's on the deck. You got to have some place to put your feet and put your coffee.
Your food, yeah.
You know.
Right.
Lay it all out there.
Exactly my point.
Right.
Most anyway. People are like, I'll put that on the ground there. Where are my feet going to go? On the ground, I guess. Hang off my chair.
Got to have some place to put my feet.
Right.
It's got to happen. All right, let's get rolling here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day. 12K that we're giving. Oh, thank you. Yes. 12K we're giving away today. And we have, God, we have Clusterfest tickets, Shawn Mendes tickets. And actually, right, we'll play
here.
The song. We've got passes to see Solo, which opens this week.
Is that review today?
It's tomorrow. It's not Thursday yet, Benny, even though it feels like it should be.
We just posted a picture of me and Rudy at the Solo premiere.
Oh.
Is that right?
It's on the Allison
Center. Oh, look at you. Oh, look at you.
Do they look handsome?
Hooman looks skinny as could be.
Oh, Hooman. You're so svelte these days.
Mm.
Especially when you know there's a picture being taken. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right back with Solo Tickets.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.